Jesus went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he now was approaching the path from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, I have created a sermon outline. I invite you to grab a pen or a pencil and take that out if you would like to follow along and write down, fill in those blanks there. Well, everyone loves a parade. Whether it's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade or the Rose Bowl Parade, there is just something exciting about a procession on display with floats and marching bands and clowns. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, there was a parade too. This took place during the Passover season when the population of Jerusalem grew from like 30,000 people to around 200,000 people for this week. In this act, Jesus was fulfilling prophecy and previewing future prophecy that still hasn't been fulfilled. He was fulfilling prophecy in that Jesus entered Jerusalem as a humble king. When a conquering king entered the city, you see, after time of warfare, he would ride a horse or something even more impressive. History tells us that Julius Caesar returned to Rome in 45 BC in a golden chariot harnessed to 40 elephants. Now, can you picture that? Talk about grandiose, right? But whenever a king enters the city on a donkey, it was a sign that this king was coming in peace. You see, people were celebrating by laying their garments in front of Jesus. That's like rolling out the red carpet, so to speak. John tells us that they were waving palm branches as well, and that's where the tradition came of calling this Sunday Palm Sunday. Jesus was intentionally fulfilling the scripture God had given through the prophet Zechariah 500 years earlier. The Bible says, "Shout, daughter of Jerusalem, see your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey." Zechariah 9:9. Four generations earlier, Judas Maccabees, who was called the Hammer, rallied an army of Jewish men to fight against the Syrians who occupied Jerusalem at the time. In 163 BC, he entered Jerusalem riding a massive stallion, and the people shouted and waved palm branches and cheered, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Does that sound familiar? They cleaned out the temple. They burned incense, they offered sacrifices, and lit a huge menorah that burned for 8 days. Judas was their hero, and many thought that he was the Jewish Messiah. To this day, our Jewish friends celebrate 8 days of the Festival of Lights, or Hanukkah. That's right, Hanukkah. Not long afterwards, however, Judas was killed in battle, buried, and the Hammer came to an end. 200 years later, when Jesus returned to Jerusalem, or Jesus entered Jerusalem, the Jews were occupied by another powerful force, the Romans. You see, the Jews were hoping Jesus would be a military Messiah to lead them in battle and overthrow the Romans. But Jesus intentionally rode a donkey to let them know, what does it mean when a king rides a donkey into the city?